Windham County loves its local media. Southeastern Vermont has a daily newspaper and independent weekly, private and community-owned radio, and a very active public access TV station. But each one of these media outlets faces serious challenges, and a public meeting was held in Brattleboro Thursday night to discuss the future of community media. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Green Mountain Mornings was a radio program that focused on local and national issues important to the people in Windham County. The show's radio station is owned by Sega Communications, a national media company. And a few weeks ago, the show's host, Olga Peters, got a message from her boss about the future of the station's FM and AM signals.
The show wasn't making its numbers, and they felt that the bottom line would be served better by turning one into country music and one into easy listening.
So a company from outside of Windham County decided that country music and easy listening will better serve the audience. The cancellation of Green Mountain Mornings comes on the heels of the recent news that the funding for Vermont's public access TV stations is threatened by proposed federal changes. And all of this is going on while local newspapers in Brattleboro and across the country struggle to survive in a shifting media landscape. About 50 people showed up to the meeting, and Peter said she wanted to start a conversation and see if there was a way to better support local journalism.
You know, what brought us here, all here tonight, is our concern about community media and the community having access to its own news and what it needs to know about itself.
There was a lot of talk about funding, but also recognition that small media outlets are fighting an uphill battle. Jim Maxwell is a local attorney who's done work for some of Brattleboro's media organizations, and he sat on the panel at the meeting. Maxwell said news outlets in regions like Windham County, which don't really have connections to larger markets, will always be one of the first to suffer cuts when decisions are being made by larger corporations. But Maxwell said that's no reason to give up the fight.
Look, we must keep local media alive. We cannot simply stand by and allow conglomerates to decouple us and to condense into a big city and leave the margins untended.
By the end of the night, just about everybody who spoke recognized that neither the answers nor the funding would come from outside of the community. There was talk of more collaboration among the radio, television, and print groups in the region, and a commitment to holding more meetings to continue the dialogue. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.